Hi, I'm Jess.
And I'm Sam.
And today we're reviewing Project Hail Mary.
So Project Hail Mary is a movie that's based on a book by Andy Weir with the same name. Andy Weir also wrote The Martian, which is also an adapted movie starring Matt Damon, I believe. Project Hail Mary is basically, it follows Ryland Grace, who wakes up on a spaceship, no recollection of what's going on, and he starts kind of piecing back his life and his memories throughout the movie. And he realizes that he was sent to space because the sun is dying and he has to basically find a way to stop it. Yeah.
What did you think about this movie, Sam?
I loved this movie. I finished the book literally like a day or two before seeing the movie, and I just thought it was such a faithful adaptation of the book. It looks beautiful. It's just, the story's beautiful, and I just really enjoyed, like, pretty much everything about this movie.
I totally agree. I thought it was so, like, I don't know. I've heard some people saying that it was a little too long. It's like 2 hours and 30 something minutes. I didn't feel a second of it. I could have watched that movie for 4 hours. I was so in it. And there was like a decent amount that they took out of the book. I think that I would have liked to see more of him, like, figuring out, like, who he was. And, like, I don't think they were, like, super clear on the whole amnesia thing. Mm-hmm. But, like, I get why they cut some of that for time. But I don't know. I thought it was, like you said, such a good, faithful adaptation. And it was gorgeous.
Like, so pretty. All of
the,
so beautiful.
The practical effects in this movie are insane.
Yeah. For context, the movie barely uses any sort of like CGI or anything, right? It's pretty much almost all practical effects, which is just, it looks just so cool.
It's nuts. It's the, I saw something about how the way they did the Petrova line scene with all of the red sparkles and everything, they put him in a seat, and they put a bunch of, they got like chicken wire with like lights around it, and then they took like the infrared filter out of the camera or something. Like,
whoa.
They did it all practically, and it's just like such a cool, like, dedication to filmmaking. And like that, because they could have just stuck him in front of a green screen and called it a day, but like, oh, it was just so, it was so immersive. It was beautiful.
It was so beautiful. And also, one thing I really loved, and I was really like nervous of how they would do it, is Rocky's design.
Mm-hmm.
I love Rocky's design. I like looking at Rocky and kind of like going back to what the, how the book describes him. It's like, it's pretty accurate.
It's perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just perfect. And he looks, he's just so cute.
He's so cute. They did like a really good job of like, okay, like he's cute, but he's not like a baby Yoda cute. Like, the purpose of him isn't to be cute. Mm-hmm. I feel like it was very like, because they could have easily gone in that, like, we're going to make this cute alien, and he's going to sell a million toys and whatever. But I think they did a really good job of, like, towing that line.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that, like using a puppeteer for him was so smart and brought such, like, a cool physicality to him.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that they had the puppeteer voice him, too. Like, it was just so, it was perfect.
It was so good.
And like, their relationship in that movie is so, like, it's so,
good.
It's crazy how Ryan Gosling can have chemistry with a puppet.
It's so crazy. Like, he's so good in this movie, and the way, like, he, like, communicates with Rocky, it's so great.
It is.
Yeah.
I had a blast. I think I was tearing up, like, three separate times during this movie. It was so, I was like, I got hit by it because I loved the book, and like, I've been so excited for this. I know that some people, another criticism I've seen is like that the humor is kind of like cringy or like outdated.
Yeah.
I didn't mind it.
I guess it's probably because the book has such a sarcastic tone.
Yeah.
And that's kind of Ryland's character, is he's like a pretty like sarcastic, like cheesy character. So I guess it kind of works if you're like a fan of the book, it kind of like reads well when watching the movie. But I guess if you're going into it blind, I can understand that.
Yeah.
But
it worked for me because it felt more like that's Ryland's sense of humor as a character rather than like that's the movie's sense of humor,
mm-hmm.
which I don't know if that's like a really specific distinction, but like it's, I don't know. That's how it felt to me. And I think that Ryan Gosling just did such a good job. And he's a school teacher. So it's like he's allowed to be a little like cringy and whatever.
Yeah.
And his, oh God, he was just so good. His chemistry also with Sandra Hewler?
Yeah.
Sandra Hewler? so good. She was perfect casting.
She was great. I really liked, because I feel like in the book, Strat is a very, like, stern character. And I feel like you could see some sort of, like, empathy she has towards Ryland, like, really read well in the movie. The whole scene where she sings Sign of the Times, I thought that was really, I thought it was really beautiful. Honestly, that moment, it was kind of like, wow, like, this is, like, the world is probably going to end if they don't figure out what's going on. And it was just, like, such an interesting scene, which is not really, she doesn't sing in the book.
No.
That's not, she doesn't sing karaoke like that.
Yeah,
but it's, like, a very interesting moment because it shows a more, like, human side to her character.
Totally. I thought it was a great addition to see that.
Just
sorry, I just keep thinking about how much I love this movie.
All right, well, I guess we should give our ratings.
Yeah.
So what are you thinking for this?
I think that with everything we've talked about, right, like the way that they made this and the acting and the cinematography of it was so beautiful, and the ending also, like,
the ending, yes.
I know people were saying, like, it had too many endings. I thought it was perfect.
Perfect, yeah.
And I honestly can't think of anything more than I would want from this movie. So I'm going to give it a 10.
Nice. I'm gonna give it a 9, and I don't know why. I just feel like I just wanted more for some reason. It's 2.5 hours, but I left it being like, oh, I wish I had even more of this movie. So I'm going to give it a 9, but I absolutely loved it.
They should have kept in Nuking Antarctica from the book.
I can't believe they didn't add that.
We want the Nuking Antarctica cut.
Yeah.
And that's been our review.
All right, thanks for watching.
Thanks for watching.
Yay. How long was that?